Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now to something totally different. The BBC hit show, as we know, Strictly Come Dancing, is in all of the headlines at the moment. Allegations of mistreating the contestants on the show. They're celebrity contestants, and this extends to other reality shows as well. There's been trouble on Love Island, and how broadcasters are dealing with the contestants and staff is under the spotlight like never before. Adrian Devine, he's an Irish telly producer, and he's also trained and worked as a well-being facilitator. He joins us now from our Galway studio. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Oliver, and welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. You, by the way, you started your career, I believe, you were in Ballykiss Angel and you did a whole lot of things.
Correct. I started in Ardmore Studios in 2000 on Ballykiss Angel.
What a success that studio has become.
It was a great time to be there. And then Disney came to town with Reign of Fire and King Arthur and a number of other American productions, which have kind of stayed on and off over the years.
So you've been working in and around all of that and with various broadcasters as well. So Strictly, it's coming back in a couple of weeks. Two of the professional dancers, they're not coming back because of allegations against them. Some of them are being denied. Every day brings new allegations. How do we get here in terms of reality television and these woes?
Well, there's a number of factors, but I guess one of them is budget. So when you have dancers doing rehearsals for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, it's putting an extra person in there each day to mind them and look after their well-being and their space is a budget constraint. And these measures were recommended a number of years ago to these productions in general, and they weren't taken on. And I guess the proof here now is that you need to have these things in place.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen some of the celebrity contestants come forward with their allegations. But what do you think of the complaints that had been made before? Because in the course of examining this, the BBC actually went to one contestant, Zara McDermott. She hadn't actually complained, but she was approached because of the complaints of others. And she was kind of worried, wasn't she? And that would be typical of what's going on in the industry.
That's very typical. So there's a number of angles, if you like. So someone who feels aggrieved may not want to bring the moment or the case up against with the producers or the broadcasters because of maybe fear of not getting the next gig or the next show or being cancelled, to be fair. And then you have others who may be onlookers and they may see something going on, and they themselves are either afraid to raise it for fear of, being ostracised.
Particularly if they're freelance and worried and so on, yeah.
Especially if they're freelance, because freelancers have little to no rights, really. You know, unless you're a PAYE worker, you're a day away from not working. Yeah. But also the cases that come up, someone may not want to raise the issue of the event that happened, but others may feel that it needs to be raised. So it's that kind of fine line between the right to, raise the issue, basically.
Yeah. Now, all of these problems mean that there is such a thing as a well-being facilitator. That's what you've trained as now, isn't it? This is a new role that didn't exist before.
Correct. So back in COVID, when I was over doing The Witcher for Netflix and Tetris, for Apple and Gangs of London, etc., there was a new role created because people are coming back to work from COVID. They, they may have a number of, feelings that were a bit different, haven't been, locked up, if you like, for, a couple of months and not working, or have had missed work. They might have financial, financial problems, or they may have suffered some grief. So a well-being facilitator was put in place to be there for them, like a medic, but in a pastoral way. So therefore, they didn't have to go to a producer and feel any stigma for being...
There was a sort of a go-between they could go quietly to, like a whistleblower in many ways, with protected disclosure.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And it could be brought then in a more general way about so-and-so or so-and-so feeling this or this is happening, but without names. And it's all about making the change. It's not about blame or, you know, cases or court cases, etc. It's all about improving the situation. So well-being facilitators were brought in.
So you're doing that now. Does it work, Adrian?
It does work, yes. I did some training at the time in first aid, mental health first aid at the time, because I was looking after 1,400 people on the set of The Witcher as a COVID supervisor, making things everything was safe. And I found that then I needed to get some expertise and training in creating safe environments for cast and crew to work in. So there's some new organisations now here in Ireland, Safe to Create and Minding Creative Minds. And that's all for film, TV, theatre, radio, in all the arts, to create safe working spaces, but to empower people to be safeguarding and to be bystanders and to know where to go if something happens. So it's all about signposting. So to answer your question, it is working because you're hearing less and less cases about situations.
Yeah. And let's hope the Strictly thing comes. People obviously want to see the show to come back, so hopefully the problems are ironed out. And it, again, because it's such an explosive scandal, it should surely put anyone off behaving badly on set. But Adrian Devan, we leave it there. We leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining us. All right, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll take one more break.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.